Welcome to the Sophia Chang Show. Hello, hello. Hi, you guys. So this is the episode that I didn't really want to record. I actually started recording it way back in February and I erased it. And I will tell you guys why. It's because I cannot stand the people, the really annoying people, and you're going to know I'm about to talk about annoying people because I'm about to go into that voice where I make fun of them. I hate people on social media who go, "You guys, I'm going to take a break. I just want, don't miss me. Stop. I can't stand those. Like, nobody can get, Felicia, get off Instagram. Nobody cares if you don't post. I wasn't really looking at your stupid latte photos anyway. By the way, back when I used to be on Instagram, I ended up having this rule where if you posted a photo of your latte, instant unfollow. So as you can guess already, this post is about going off Instagram, kind of going off the grid. I can't, as a podcast purveyor, I don't know why I love using the word purveyor. I think it's because it's pretentious, and we know that I am. And it's old timey, you know, it's like something that you would say in jolly old England. But as a podcast purveyor, I can't exactly go completely off the grid because then nobody would even know about my podcast. Like, I have a really, really good friend, and even he relies on either Twitter or Facebook, mostly Twitter because my podcast platform instant publishes to Twitter. I just cannot be bothered. I just don't do social media anymore. I cannot be bothered. So even my really good friend relies on Twitter to know when I have a new episode out. So I can't exactly go off of all social media completely, but I'm kind of as off grid as you can get and still be somewhat human. So I'm going to tell you about how going off Instagram has had an astronomical impact for the better on my life. Okay, you ready? Here we go. I wish I could tell you that I went off Instagram because I am just that cool, but you know what? Nobody is actually that cool. Don't buy it. People who are not on social media, it doesn't mean that you are so super cool because you just don't give any F's. Nobody is that cool. I went off social media because I was having a physical ramification. I had incredibly bad eye strain. It was giving me these migraines that were getting longer and longer and longer. And I went to the optometrist and she's just like, "Yeah, you've got some pretty bad eye strain." Went home that night, deleted Instagram off my phone, never looked back. I think I went on once to promote this podcast, my Middlemarch episode, and that was it. You know, took it right off again. Did not miss it. So that's actually why I went off the phone. Went off Instagram. Also went off Instagram because I was getting these terrible neck pains. I have the new iPhone XR. I hate it. I have hated it from the first second. Also hate T-Mobile. I will go more into that in a different episode. But yeah, hate this phone. Wish I didn't have it. Rue the day. Hate it, hate it. Hate it beyond belief. One of the big things is that it's super heavy and, you know, I have a pretty severe demyelinating disease. It's hard for me to hold things up without getting spasticity and rigidity that is common to MOG. Those of you who have MS or NMO, you guys often have similar symptoms as me. And so it's hard for us to hold such heavy phones up. So being on Instagram was increasing the neck pain and all my MOG symptoms. It was just a nightmare on my body. It was wreaking havoc on my body. What I didn't realize was the havoc that it was wreaking my emotions, but we will get to that. Now, anyone with even a rudimentary understanding of statistics knows that correlation does not equal causation. So you can draw whatever conclusion you would like. I'm just giving you the facts from my own life, my own testimony. Was it the weather? Possibly. I don't think so. This was the worst winter that we have seen on the West Coast. It rained nonstop and continued to rain up until, well, it's actually going to be raining next week. So winter apparently is here. And so it isn't the weather that suddenly got better that, you know, miraculously lifted my depression. There is only one thing that changed in my life that happened at the same time as the lifting of my depression, and that was taking Instagram off my phone. So the reason I didn't want to say anything about this is because I don't actually want people to know I went off Instagram. I know, isn't that weird? I kind of wanted to just quietly sneak off ninja style, which is what I did. Because circling back, I hate people who make a big announcement about it so that they can get everybody telling them how much they love them and would miss them. I wanted to do the opposite. I want people to think that I still had an Instagram. I wanted people to still actually visit my page, look at all of the, you know, 1,000 photos that I had spent years curating. I felt like there'd be this mass exodus if people knew that I wasn't actually on Instagram anymore. So I was like, I'm just not going to tell anyone. I'm just going to leave. You know, and Instagram friends aren't your real friends anyway. See, that's the thing. Social media friends are not real friends. Your real friends, you know, friends are not people who communicate by giving you a thumbs up or a two-word response to your photo. That's somebody who cannot be bothered but wants to make it seem as if they actually care. They don't. They don't. Your real friends are the ones that drive an hour to get to your house to take you to your neurologist. A real friend is the one that is going to get on the phone with you and stay on the phone with you for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours because you are having a panic attack, because you are feeling suicidal, because you are in so much pain that you don't want to live anymore. And they will say, I will not get off the phone with you. That is a real friend. And social media has not provided that. In fact, it's been the opposite. Had I known how much better I would feel afterwards, I would have done this a long time ago. Thanks so much for listening to The Sophia Chang Show. If you liked what you heard, subscribe, rate 5 stars, and better yet, write a review about what you liked. And feel free to submit any questions that you have that you want answered on air. I really appreciate you listening.